We're holding on Sabin Aleph, Amud Aleph, the sixth line. The Mishnah had said that the Mishnah had talked about what kinds of korbanos require nisachim, and then there's the flour, wine, and oil that we've been discussing off and on throughout the Masechta. The flour and oil are mixed together to form a mincha, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, and the wine is poured into the shisim on the mizbeach. The oil is poured into the cups that are built into the top of the mizbeach, and they drain down into the shisim. So the Mishnah had said that all korbanos tzibur and yochid require nesachim, with the exception of bechor, meiser, pesach, chatos, and osham. And within that itself, there's an exception to the exception, namely that the chatos and osham of a mitzvah do require nesachim. So the Gemara had brought a braisa that discussed where we learn those points from, and we had in that connection a machlokas Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, how exactly we learn that birds are not included, that bird korbanos do not require nesachim. So now the Gemara is in the middle of analyzing the Braisa. So sixth line of Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Toda Minayin. So the Braisa had started by saying, when the posit, so like this, when it introduces the concept of Nisachim for Korbanos in general, is listed in Parashas Shlach. Sometimes you have some Korbanos here and there before that, where it's said, in particular by the Miluim, where it talks about the Nisachim with them, but the concept that in general, throughout the generations, you have to bring Nisachim with a Korban is mainly listed in Parashas Shlach. So the pasuk introduces it by saying, "Vasisim isha l'Hashem oilo izvevach." When you make a fire offering for Hashem, an oilo or izvevach, l'fal a neder oivendava, to express a neder oivendava or an endava over my adechem, or the korbanos that you bring on your yamim tovim, lasis reich nichayach l'Hashem, to make a fragrant odor for Hashem. As we know, Hashem doesn't need the smell, but we know that reich nichayach means, as we've learned before, nachas ruach l'fanei, that Hashem has nachas ruach and appreciates that that we listen to what he's saying, from the cattle or from the sheep, then you should bring the following nesachim. So the Braisa had started saying that the way the pasuk phrases it, that maybe everything that's burnt on the mizbeach requires nesachim, and that would mean even a mincha would require nesachim. So you bring a mincha, along with it, you'd have to bring other nesachim. So no, because the pasuk says oila, then it says, how do we know shlomim? Because it says the word zevach, and how do we know a toida? Because then it just says zevach, it says oi zevach. So the Gemara says, "Omamar toida minayin." So how do we know that a toida also needs nesachim? Tamalama oy zevach is because of the word oy in the pasuk. So the question is, why do we need that? Otu toida lav zevachu. Isn't a toida itself a zevach? Zevach, we said before, in the narrowest sense can mean a shlomim. In the wider sense means any korban that's shechted. Be that as it may, a toida is a type of shlomim, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, and a toida is shechted as well. So why do we need the word oy? And the answer is itzuch. We still need it. Sak da dechamina. Otherwise, you might have thought, hoyover ik alechem bahada, since a toda also comes with the 40 loaves of bread, as we've been learning so far. Loiti boi nesachim. So maybe it shouldn't require nesachim. Maybe the idea is you need nesachim, or you need something to accompany the korban. Either nesachim or bread. Here you have bread, so maybe you don't need the nesachim. So therefore you need the word oi to tell us that nonetheless you need both. You need the nesachim and you need the 40 loaves of bread. Points out. In other words, the question is, I mean, obviously the nesachim and the bread are very different. The nesachim is burnt and poured on the mizbeach. The bread is given to the kohenim and eaten by the owners, respectively. Nevertheless, you would have said, look, you know, in principle it should go on the mizbeach like other nesachim, but here Hashem makes an exception and says that it should be eaten by the kohenim and by the owner. Or for that matter, regular Rashi says a different point also. Maybe the very fact that it requires bread means that it's not really considered a zevach. Maybe the definition of a zevach is something where the korban itself is only something that is shechted. So therefore we need the word oy to tell us that now. Well, the Gemara says, O my shnama el nozir, so why would it be any different than the ram of the shlomim that a nozir brings with his korbanos? The ikabade lechem of oy nesachim, there you also bring bread with it, 20 loaves of bread, as we've learned before, and it also requires nesachim, as we're going to explain further on. So why would you think that? So why would you think that a toida is any dead? You don't need the word oy in the pasuk to include that. So why would you think that a toida is any different? And the answer is still Safiratachamina. Still, you would have thought to say Hosam Shnei Minin, Hochar Bar Minin. The fact is, there it's only two types of bread. Here it's four types of bread. So maybe the four type, maybe so many types of bread, something at least should be in place of Nesachim, or because of that, it has so much bread, it shouldn't be considered a Zevach in the first place. Kamash Malon, and therefore the Gemara tells us that no, it still requires Nesachim. Or therefore the Pasuk tells us with the word Oy that nevertheless it requires Nesachim. Okay. Now, so the Gemara had said that you have in the Pasuk, it mentions Oyla, and that teaches us that an Oyla requires Nesachim, and then it went through that, how do we know, also Shlomim and a Toida, and then it said, how do we know not Bechor Meiser Pesach Chatas and Asham, is because the Pasuk continues, L'fale Neder Oy V'Nedava, that it's only things that can be expressed as Neder or Nedava. Those five korbanos, Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, Chatas, and Asham, are not voluntary korbanos. You have to bring a Bechor that's born. You have to bring your Maaser Behema. Same thing with the other three. So therefore, so we learn from that those do not require Nesachim. Well, the question is, then what are we doing with the word Oyla at all? The Lichter Rachmana, the Father Neder over Nedava. Let the Torah only say to express a Neder and Nedava, the Loi Boi Oyla, and you wouldn't need an Oyla. An Oyla can also be the Neder and Nedava. And Rashi Ksaviad also adds, the fact is, since the Pasuk already, now the Torah already said Zevach, which also makes it clear that it doesn't include a Mincha, as the Braisa had explained, that therefore Mincha itself doesn't require its own Mincha, or it doesn't require wine with it. One way of looking at it is maybe a person gives a voluntary Mincha, which is flour and oil. Maybe they also need to bring wine with it, and the Torah is telling us that's not the case. But so it's clear that a Mincha is not going to be excluded. It is not going to be included, even though it comes with Neder and Adava. Only animal korbanos we're talking about. Well then, why does the Torah have to say Oyla at all? Let us just say L'fale Neder or Adava. The rule will then be any animal korban that can be brought voluntarily needs Nesachim, which will include an Oyla automatically. And the answer is, Ilei Chaser Rachmana Oyla, if the Torah had not written the word Oyla, then you would have darshan the Pasuk differently. Hava Amina, then you would have thought that the structure of the Pasuk is a klal of prat to klal. Vastis and Ishal Hashem klal. When it says you should make a fire, when you make a firing off, a fire offering for Hashem would be a klal, which would include any korban that where something of it is burned on the Mizbech. Lafala Neder Ibn Adava Prat. Then when it says to declare a neder and a dava would be a prat, then it means only voluntary korbanos. L'reyach nichoyach, when it says for a fragrant smell for Hashem, chaz v'cholol, then that would be a klal again. Then you would learn it this way, klal v'prat v'klal. You have to don't know l'kein prat. Then you would say, as the usual rule, the klal v'prat v'klal, that it's only things similar to the prat. And ma prat meforish dava she'eni ba'achet. Well, then you would understand to say, well, the prat lefale neder ben adava would be things that are not coming for averus, and you bring them voluntarily. So fine, oitzi chatas for osham she'en boin achet. So fine, that would tell us to exclude a chatas and an osham since those come for averus. But avi b'choru ma'aser pesach, you wouldn't know. You would think maybe you should, after all, include b'choru ma'aser pesach, because that's how klal prat to klal works. You're not limiting it only to the klal. You're not limiting it only to the prat. Rather, you're doing with a klal prat to klal. Doing other things that are similar to the cloud, to the prat, well then the prat over here would be anything that's similar to it in that it's not coming for an avera. B'chor ma'aser and pesach don't come for an avera either. And then they would need nesachim. So therefore, in order to avoid that, in order to forestall that, Talmud Lomar Oyla, therefore the Torah says Oyla to begin with, and therefore that tells us, in other words, there is a klal, a prat, a klal, but we're going to understand it differently, and in such a way that it will correctly exclude b'chor ma'aser and pesach from having nesachim. Well, the Gemara says, Hashtachiv Oyla, Klal of Prat, my Mahavistay. Well, then, okay, so fine, it says Oyla. Then what exactly are you adding? Then in that case, you don't need the Klal of Prat to Klal anymore, because now everything that requires Nesachim, it does say over there. You have the Oyla, you have the Zevach, which includes Shlomim, you have Oy Zevach, which includes the Toida. You have later on in the passage Oy B'Mayadechem, which the Braisa had said before means the Korbanos Tzibur that are brought on Yom Tovim, and also the Korbanos Yochid, the Oy L'Sri'iya, and Shalmei Chagiga, that and Shalmei Simcha, that a person brings on Yom Tov. So everything's already included, so you don't need the Klal of Prat to Klal to teach you anything. So what are you including in it? So the answer is Mahaprat Mefora Shein V'Chuyer V'Oymir. Okay, so we're going to understand the Klal of Prat of Klal will be then as follows: the Prat, when it says Lafale Neder Ibn Adava, will be something where you're not already required to bring it. So in other words, you have korbanos that you're required to bring because you, to begin with, you can't bring them the neder and adava, such as a chatas and asham and b'chor and ma'aser and pesach. But on top of that, also, you can have cases where the type of korban itself can be brought voluntarily, but this particular case, this particular animal, does have to be, does already have an exist, a pre-existing obligation because of a different reason. So therefore, you're going to learn from that, af kol she'enim choyev v'oymed. So you're going to learn whenever you have something which in and of itself is not the neder and a dava, but never, so sorry, I got it backwards. Anytime when you don't have a pre-existing obligation, then that requires nesachim. What do we mean by that? Lahavi vlodis kodshin. The first thing that's going to include is a baby of kodshin. Namely, a person, a shlomim itself comes with neder and a dava. Now suppose the shlomim has a baby or a toda, the same thing. As we learned earlier, that baby itself is going to have to be brought as a korban. In the case of the toda, we learned it doesn't come with bread, but nevertheless, it itself has to be brought as a korban. So therefore, we're going to learn from lefale neder even a dava. Since the original chiyuv came about the neder and a dava, even though this particular one is now a pre-existing requirement because the mother was Kaddish, we're going to learn from that the baby also, when it's brought, does need nesachim. So in the case of the Toda, for example, we said before that it needs nesachim and it needs bread. So this one is going to need nesachim, but not bread. This we'll learn from this. Also, utmurasam. We're also going to learn that a tmura of an oil or a shlomim. Also, a person makes a tmura of an oil or a shlomim, even though he's not allowed to. Nevertheless, the Torah imposes an obligation on him. The tmura will also be holy, and is going to be brought as a korban. Eventually, in the Sefer Tmura, Rez Hashem will talk about in detail for each type of korban, what happens with its tmura. But for our purposes, what's important to know is for an oil or shlomim or Torah, their tmura is also brought as a korban. So here we're saying it's also going to need nesachim. And the oila habamin amosris. Another case is an oila which is brought from leftover money. Namely, the Gemara I discussed before, for example, that there are some times where Hekdesh has leftover money that was meant to be, that leftover money, leftover materials that were meant to be for the Nesachim of one korban, and in the event Hekdesh sells them and uses the money to buy oilas, so they also, those oilas need Nesachim of their own. And also an osham that was pulled away to graze. Namely, we had various cases that we learned about in Zvachim and a little bit in Armasechta, where you have a case where an animal that was supposed to be an osham cannot be offered for one reason or another. And we have a din in that case, Allah l'moshim isinai, that in that case you send it off to graze and wait till it develops a mum, and then you sell it and use the money to buy an oil. So now suppose that instead that osham itself was brought as an oila, and osham doesn't need nesachim. But if that animal itself was instead of being left till it developed a mum, if afterwards it was taken and shechted as an oila, and the Gemara mentions in a few places in Zvachim that such a korban is kosher b'diavad, so that kind of thing will need nesachim. And another din, all the various korbanos that, as we learned in Zvachim and in Armas Sechta, most korbanos, if they were shechted shalo l'shma, or any of the avodas were done shalo l'shma, are still kosher, they just don't count for the onus chayiv. So all those things, we're learning from the klal prata klal, that all of those do require nesachim. They themselves are not neder nedava, but they themselves come from something that was the neder nedava, and therefore they're included. On the other hand, Chor Maaser and Pesach, where to begin with, there's no neder and adava involved in them in the first place, because to begin with, you're obligated to bring them themselves. So that way, we end up learning everything the way we're. This way, we end up learning everything that we're supposed to. So this is, but if it hadn't said oila, then we would have learned the klal of prat, the klal differently, and we would have misunderstood that it does include Chor Maaser and Pesach. Next, the Gemara goes on. V'hashta de'amrit oi l'drosha. So you're telling me then that the word oi, when the pasuk says oi, earlier the Gemara had said that the words minabakar oi minatzayin is meant for a drosha. One explanation we said is we have, according to the Yoshia, the word oi minatzayin meant minabakar oi minatzayin meant that it excludes birds. It's either cattle or tzayin. Tzayin is a general word that includes sheep and goats, but not birds. Bird korbanos do not require nesachim. Rabbi Yoshia had said, Rabbi Yonasan had said differently, that it means minavoko, minatsoi. It means when a person is bringing a korban, you shouldn't think he has to bring both types of animals together. It's one or, a person can bring one or the other. So the oy over there is meant for some kind of drasha. So, lefale neda oy v'nedava lamali. So what are we doing with the word oy later on in the pasuk to declare a neda or nedava? And the answer is lefalkam. There it comes to divide them up, to say that they have different dinim. It's true, because otherwise you would have needed, otherwise you would have thought, sakadat hamini, you would have thought, ad-demaisi neder or nedava, loy b'boy nesachim. Maybe a person is required to bring nesachim, only if he's bringing both a neder and a nedava. A neder where he says, I obligate myself, and a nedava where he says, to begin with, this animal is going to be a korban. So you would have thought that, you would have thought then that only if he brings both of them does he require the sachin, and therefore the word oy makes it clear, kamash malan, the icy neder, the chudr, the boy in the sachin, if a person is bringing a neder all by itself, it requires a sachin, the icy nedava, the chudr, the icy nesachin, and if he's bringing a nedava by itself, it also requires a sachin. Okay. The Gemara says, Hamnicha l'Rabbi Yoshia. Well, that works out according to Rabbi Yoshia's opinion. Namely, the Gemara had mentioned, the Gemara had explained at the bottom of the previous Amud, and at the top of this one, you have a machloikus in a number of places in Shas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, when the Torah tells us two things. Does it mean one or the other, or could it mean both of them unless the Torah, does it mean one or the other of them unless the Torah specifically says the word yachdav together, or is it the other way around that it means only one of them, by default, in other words, does it mean both of them, even if it doesn't say yachdav, or by default does it mean one or the other of them? The classic case where they argue about is, for example, the Torah tells us, a person who hits or curses his father or his mother is chayiv misa. So does that mean that? So you have machloka. Now everybody agrees, of course, that he's chayiv misa for doing it to only one of his parents. But how exactly do we learn that? We have machloka. Is it because the pasuk separately mentions that he cursed his father or he cursed his mother, or is it that the very fact that it says ovi v'imoy doesn't mean both of them? It means one or the other of them. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that this ovi v'imoy would have meant both of them unless you had another pasuk to tell us that he's chayiv for only one. So the same thing if it said nedu unidova, you would think both, and you need the word oy to tell us that it's one or the other. Elul Rabbi Yonasan, but according to Rabbi Yonasan, who says that automatically ovi v'imoy by itself means his father or his mother, unless it said yachdov, then it means the both of them together. So according to him, when it says if it had said neder unedava, it would automatically mean neder or nedava. So according to him, lamali, why do we need the word oy? And the answer is still sakadat hamina. Even according to him, you would have thought to say, I see neder lechudr the boy nesachim. Fine, maybe you would say if he brings a neder by itself, it requires nesachim. I see nedava lechudr the boy nesachim, and if he brings a nedava by itself, it also requires nesachim. Fine, because he holds that neder unedava would mean one or the other. But you would still think, I see neder unedava. If he brought a neder and a nedava together, tiski nesachim dechad. Maybe it would be enough to bring the nesachim of just one of them. Maybe you don't need nesachim per, maybe you don't need individual nesachim per korban. Maybe it would be enough. Maybe it would be good enough. You have two. You're bringing both of them together at the same time. Maybe the Torah is implying, therefore, that you only need the nesachim. That you only need nesachim for one of them. So therefore, the word oy is teaching us, so kamash malan, therefore, the word oy is teaching us, if not so, you do need to, you do need, in fact, to have separate nesachim for each korban. So according to both of them, you're using the word oy for something. What about another oy in the pasuk? The pasuk continues, oy b'moyadechem, or when you bring a korban on you, yom tovim, lomali, what are we using that for? The word b'moyadechem itself, the Gemara had said before, the Braisa had said, we need in order to learn that the korbanos that a person brings on yom tov, the oy l'asriya and shami chagiga, even though those are not voluntary korbanos, nevertheless they require nesachim. But what are we using the word oy for? And the answer is also, sakadat chamina. Without the word oy, you would have thought to say, hani mili de kamaisi oyla beneder ushlamim benedava. If he's bringing an oyla as a neder and he's bringing the shlomim as an adava, then you would say inami ifcha, or the other way around. If he's bringing one of them as an adava and the other one as a neder, then he has to bring separate nesachim for each one, as we learned from the previous word oi. Aval hecha the kamaisi olo shlomim ben neder inami olo shlomim ben adava. What if both types are neder or both types are an adava? You could argue shame neder echad. You could argue that maybe. The name neder is one, and the name nedava is one. The tiskele the nesachim dechad, and it should be enough to bring the nesachim of one of them, and not have to say that you should bring both of them. Kamash v'lan oy b'mayadechem. Therefore, the Torah is saying that you have to bring or on your yom tovim. Again, making it clear that it's a separate chiyuv of its own. So every single korban needs its own nesachim. Whether we're talking about that they're across different types of voluntary obligation, neder or nedava, or even if we're talking about within one of those, but different types of korban, ola and shlomim. As we'll go on, we'll see the same thing is true even if they're both the same as far as neder and nedava, and they're the same type of korban and so forth. So the Gemara continues. When the pasuk continues, v'chisasa ben vaka oyla oy zavach lomali, the Torah continues, if you bring from the cattle an oyla or a zavach, so lomali, what are we using the word oy there for? And the answer is, it's just that. Well, that also we need. Sakrat Hamina, without that, we would have said, so far what we say is fine. Hani Mili. So we said, when do you need separate Nesachim? When you have a neder, or when you have a neder and an adaba together, you still need separate ones. And even if both of them are neder and both of them are an adaba, but they're different types of korbanas, but you would have said, hecha de kamaisi, oilo shlomim ben neder, inami oilo shlomim ben adaba. So if you bring an oila and a shlomim, both of them as a neder, or an oila and a shlomim, both of them as an adaba, then you need separate nesachim for each one. Aval hecha de kamaisi, shtei oilas, but if a person brings two oilas, choda ben neder, vachodim ben adaba, both one neder and one nedava, inami shnei shlomim echad b'neder evechad b'nedava, or the same thing with two shlomim, eima shem shlomim achasi v'shem oila achasi. So you would argue then that the name shlomim is all one, the name oila is all one, and therefore you should only need one set of nesachim for both korbanos. So tiskelev nesachim dechad. So it would be enough to have nesachim of one. Kamash malon. Therefore, this other word oi tells us no, each one needs its own korban. Okay, another one. The father neder oy shlomim lomali. What about the Torah continues to declare a neder or shlomim in that pasuk? So there lomali, what are we using the word oy there for? There, what are we using it for? And the answer is again, sakla dechamina, hanimi v'hech demaisi shtei oylas. So fine, if a person is bringing two oylas, chode b'neder v'chode b'nedava, the other way around, with two oylas, and one's neder, one nedava, inami shnei shlomim chode b'neder v'chode b'nedava, or the same thing with two shlomim, aval hech demaisi shtei oylas v'neder, or shtei oylas v'nedava. What if both of them are the same as far as oylas, and the same as far as the type of obligation? They're both oylas, and they're both a neder. They're both oylas, and they're both nedava. Inami shnei shlomim ben neder, shnei shlomim ben nedava, or two shlomim that are both a neder, or two shlomim that are both a nedava. So now you have not only the type of korban oil or shlomim is the same, but even the obligation is the same, neder or nedava, respectively. You would have thought. Shem oila echad hu, shiva shem neder echad hu. The fact that the name oila is one, the name neder is one, it's all very, very similar. B'tiskele b'nesachim dechad. So therefore, it should be enough to have one conjoined set of nesachim that will cover both of them. Kamash malan. Therefore, this oi tells us that not so. Everyone needs its own nesachim. So in short, in other words, we have a whole bunch of different oys in the pasuk, and the combination of all of them tells us that in every single case, you need different nesachim for each korban. You can't say just because they're the same type of korban, just because they're the same type of obligation, doesn't reduce the number of nesachim. And vice versa. On the other hand, we're saying that it's not. On the other hand, if a person is bringing the point of Yoshi, anyway, it's not that if a person is bringing. If he brings two korbanos together, does it require nesachim at all? So therefore, that one of those always tells us not that. Okay. Well, the Gemara says so we went through all of them, but we said this whole discussion the Gemara had said a few lines earlier that according to the Yoshia, that works out well. Why we need that first oy to tell us that a person is chayiv nesachim, even if he brings only one korban and not the two of them. But we asked, according to Rabbi Yonasan, what are we doing with the word oy, and saying that then we went through this thing that it meant that you would think that if you bring a neder and an adava, then you can bring one nesachim for both of them. Well, the question is, Rabbi Yoshia, hay min abaka oy min atzarin mamali. Well, according to Rabbi Yoshia, what are we doing with the word oy? But, oh no, here the Gemara is going back, actually, not to this discussion we just had now, but rather earlier, when the Braisa had quoted that the first oy, when it says min abaka oy min atzarin, so Rabbi Yoshia had said that the oy there teaches us that you don't bring the sachem for an oy lasa oif, and Rabbi Yonasan had said you don't need that, because anyway, the word zevach in the pasuk means to exclude an oif. So he said that. So he said, min abaka oy min atzarin means that a person can bring one korban individually. So Rabbi Yoshia, hi min abaka oy min atzarin normally. So what is he doing with that? He says you don't need the word oy. So he says you don't need the word oy because according to him, anyway, even if it said min abaka u min atzarin, it wouldn't mean both of them. It would mean one or the other because that's his usual shita. So according to him, why do you need the word oy? And the answer is sapra d'chaminim, because according to him, you might have thought, hani mili, when are we talking about separate nesachim for every korban? Betrei mini. Only when you have two different species of animals, ava b'chad mina, but if you only have one species of animal, tiskilev nesachim d'chad, then it should be enough to bring the nesachim of one of them. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us that not so. Each one, even though it's the same species of animal, they still need the same carbon. There are different gusars whether this line and a half belongs in the Gemara, which is why in the Gemara it's in square, which is why in the Gemara it's in square brackets. There are the Sun Kodshim actually takes out part of the statement over here. The next few words that the Gemara is going to say, he takes them out and says that's not what the Gemara is saying. So different Mephoshim talk about whether it belongs in here, whether it belongs in the Gemara or not. Rashi and Rashi Ksavya do have it, but there are Mephoshim who argue that the Gemara reads better without it. Anyway, one more. The Gemara says when the pasuk finishes off, kocha tasu la'echad, the pasuk says this is what you should do for each one. So that itself implies that you need nesachim for each korban. Lomali, so why do we need that? Now that we establish that in all possible cases you need separate nesachim for each korban, so what are we doing with that pasuk? And the answer is still sautach hamina. You would have thought hani mili bizar hazeh. All of that would apply. Maybe if you bring it, if you. Were makdish the animals one after the other. First you were makdish this animal, then that one, then each one requires nesachim. Aval bevasachas, but if a person was makdish, a person said, for example, these five animals I'm all bringing as oilus, tiskele benesachim b'chad, maybe it's enough to bring nesachim for just one of them, gamash malon, and therefore the Torah tells us, nope, it doesn't matter how you were makdish them, every single one requires its own nesachim. So that's how we learn out, that's how we work out the points of which korbanos require nesachim and which ones do not, and when you have a type of korban that requires nesachim, the fact that each one individually requires nesachim, and you can't have that one set of nesachim covers multiple korbanos. Tosfos points out, by the way, that earlier when we said that we learned from the fact that that korbanos that were offered shaloi l'shman still requires nesachim, Tosfos pointed out we really didn't need that at the very beginning of the Masechta. When we talk about shaloi l'shma, we pointed there, the Gemara had pointed out from a different pasuk that we learned that if you did exactly as you vowed, then it's a valid korban in yotzeh, and if not, then it becomes an adava, and you still have to bring it, even though you're not yotzeh. That alone implies that it requires nesachim. So Tosfos says, fine, it's not really it's not really necessary to mention it over here. Primarily, we had all the other listing of things where you need nesachim, the vlodis kodshim and tmurasan and so on and so forth. All of those require nesachim. We learn from that word oi. It's true. We also have included in that is the case of shalom b'shman, but maybe that we can learn from a different pasuk. Okay, the Gemara goes on. The Mishnah had said, "Ela shachatose shavutzer of asham oiton nesachim." An exception to the rule that a chatas and asham do not require nesachim. An exception is that the chatas and asham of a mitzvah do require nesachim. In fact, interestingly, the Mishnah in the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us they had a whole system set up in the Beis Mikdash. They didn't want people to bring their own flour, wine, and oil from the Nesachim, because you don't know if they're really made according to the standards of the Beis Mikdash. The standards called Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, which we'll learn about in the Sefer Chulin, Beis Hashem. So the Beis Mikdash had a store of its own where they would sell flour, wine, and oil to the people who needed the Nesachim. And the Gemara mentions that a system, the Mishnah mentions in Shkolim, that a system where you would go to one office and pay your money and get a voucher for the type of Nesachim, and then you'd go to a different office and hand in the voucher and get your Nesachim. So one opinion in the Mishnah over there is that there were two different types, one for a rich Mitzora and one for a poor Mitzora, because in the case of a rich Mitzora, you have three animals for korbanos, and altogether you need nesachim for all of them, as opposed to a poor person only has one animal, the osham, that needs nesachim. His chatas is going to be a bird instead, and we just established that birds don't need nesachim. The other opinion says you don't need that, because basically you have the only difference in that case between the nesachim of that one korban and the regular nesachim would be that he needs an extra lug of oil. Fine, so you can tell them that he needs an extra lug of oil, and they'll pay for that, and they'll supply. And with that, you don't need a whole nother token for it. Anyway, but everybody agrees there was a token for a mitzvah. So that's the thing. Everybody agrees there was a token for a mitzvah, because regardless, you need that lug of oil, some machlokas in the Mishnah, whether they needed separate tokens, separate vouchers for a rich mitzvah who has three animals, or a poor mitzvah who has only one, or whether they just needed one voucher to cover both of them. Anyway, the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, how do we know that the chakas and osham of a mitzvah require nesachim? So the Gemara says the Tanan Rabbanan. The Braisa says, when the Pasuk says about the Korbanos of Mitzora, this week's parasha actually, the Pasuk says that he has to bring his three Korbanos, the rich Mitzora that is, and he brings three Esroinim of flour, the Mincha, Boim Azevah, HaKasim Adabah. You should know the Pasuk is telling us about the Minchas Nesachim. So he's bringing three sheep, so each one needs its own Esroinim. So the oiler needs an Isorin, that's a given, and oiler always requires Nesachim, as we said. The other two are to cover the Chatas and Oshim respectively. Now, Ata Oimer B'mincha Aboim HaZevach, so you're telling me that it refers to that it's the Minchas Nesachim that comes with the Korban, or Einem Elo B'mincha Aboim HaZevach, maybe it means that he has to bring an independent Nesachim, that he has to bring an independent Mincha. For example, that will tell us the amount of oil that he has to bring. And how much oil to mix in, and can he mix them in ahead of time? There would also be maybe the question whether the mincha is eaten or not. If it's a mincha nesachim, it's completely burnt. If it's an independent mincha, then it would be eaten. So we need to know what it is. True Omer, when the pasuk continues, v'hela koyin sa oila v'sa mincha, when the pasuk says the koyin shall offer on the mizbeach, the oila and the mincha have yamid, mincha boim azevach, hakasim medabrish, necessarily we have to be talking about the mincha that comes together with the korban, namely the minchas nesachim. So in other words, the Torah is telling us that you have an Olam, and together with it, you have the Mincha, namely, therefore, it's a Minchas Nesachim. A different way of understanding it is that it means that the Torah is telling us an Olam and a Mincha, and the comparison is, just like an Olam is completely burnt, so we're talking about a Mincha that's completely burnt, namely, Minchas Nesachim. Okay, v'adayin eni yadeya im tunin nesachim v'im lav, you still wouldn't know, fine, so it needs the Mincha with it, which is flour and oil. What about would you need wine as well? The Torah doesn't specify wine. So maybe it would be an exception. Maybe this Nesachim is only a mincha and not wine. No, Talmud Lema. Therefore, the Pasuk says, backed by the Parasha of Nesachim, in Parasha Shlach, the Yayim HaNesach, Reviyas Ahin, the Torah says, wine for libation, a Reviyas of a quarter of a hin, which is the amount for a sheep, Tasa ala Ola ala Zavach, la Keves HaEchad, you should bring for an Ola or for a Zavach, la Keves HaEchad, for each one sheep. Now, already before, the Torah had introduced it by saying, Oila Zevach. So why again does it repeat, Oila, Oila Zevach? Oila zu Oila Smitzorah. The word Oila in that pasuk refers to the Oila of the Mitzorah. Zevach zu Chattas Mitzorah. The word Zevach will include his Chattas, which is also Shechted, and the basic meaning of Zevach is to Shecht. Oila Zevach. Oila Zevach, and the Torah doesn't just say La Oila Vila Zevach. It says Oila Oila Zevach. That means Zu Hashem Mitzora. That comes to include his Osham. the Oshem of the Metzora, that it also requires Nesachim. So that means the full Nesachim of wine as well. So it comes out from that, therefore, that the fact that the Metzora's Korbanos need flour and oil, we learn from the Pesukim in our Parasha, in Parasha's Metzora, and the fact that it needs wine as well, we learn from extra words in the Pesuk in Parasha's Shlach. Okay? So the Gemara says, why do we need it? So in effect, we have two different limudim as far as the chatas and the osham. Because first we're saying the chatas and the osham require nesachim of flour and oil. We learn that from the psukim in Parshas Metzora, and then we said also we have to learn from the words oy lazevach in Parshas Shlach. So the question is, typically tavayu mizevach. Why do we need to have two different limudim, zevach and oy zevach? Why can't we just learn from the word zevach? The omamar. Because the same way as we find that the word zevach does include those korbanos as well. Namely, we learn as far as a nazir. The Torah tells us in Parshas Naseh, when it talks all about the nazir, that when he finishes nazirus successfully and he brings his korbanos, he brings an ola, a chatas, and a shlomim. And then what he's supposed to do is he cuts off his hair and he puts it in the fire under the pot where the shlomim is being cooked. Now, so he brings so he's supposed to put it in the fire under the shlomim, which is being cooked. But we learn in a braisa, chatas va'osham minayin. How do we know that if he were to put it under the pot where he's cooking the chatas or the osham, that would also be valid? And so actually the chatas in the case of a nazir tohur, actually either one, you have two different cases. You have where a nazir becomes tomei and has to bring korbanos, then he brings two birds as a korban, and one, then he brings two birds and one animal as a korban. So now one of those birds is going to be the chatas, and we already established a bird doesn't have nesachim. And then there's no cooking of it either, really, to the extent that it's cooked, it'll just be for the kohen to eat it. So we're talking about over here the chatas of a nazir tohur, which is going to be an animal, or the osham of a nazir tomei, that's going to be the one animal that he brings in that case. So how do we know minayin? How do we know that if he puts the hair under them, that he's also yotze? So Talmud Loma, Zevach, therefore the Pasuk says that he puts it under Zevach HaShlomim, and from that extra word Zevach, we include the Chatas or the Osham. So therefore we see the word Zevach all by itself includes a Chatas and an Osham, so now why do we need the word Oy Zevach to tell us both of them? And the answer is, Hanimili, Hechad Tavayu Ki Adori. Sure, that's the case when the Chatas and the Osham come together, or not together, where they're very similar, they both have the same purpose, namely, by a Nazir, all the Korbanos that he brings, whether he's a Nazir Tomei, whether he's a Nazir Tahar, either way, both Korbanos have the same purpose, which is to be machshir him. In the case of a Nazir Tomei, it's to be machshir him to start his Nazirus over again. And in the case of a Nazir Tahar, it's to be machshir him that now his Nazirus is officially over and he can become Tomei Mess and drink wine and so forth. So when they're the same thing, they both have the same purpose, then you could say the word Zevach by itself includes both of them. But by Mitzvah, it's two different things. The Oshem and the Chatas, they're both part of this set of Torahs. But they have two different purposes. The chatas is coming to be a kapara for the averis that he did, the galim tzaras in the first place. As we'll learn next year, as the Shem and Erechim, they have a list of things for which a person can get tzaras. So the chatas is coming to be mechaper for him having done one of those things. And the Oshem is coming lahafshir to make him suitable to be able to ever enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat korbanos again. So they have two different purposes. Now the Gemara does in other places mention that the chatas is not really the chapara. The other places the Gemara does in fact say that the chatas of a mitzvah is also really lahafshir. So an explanation really that here we're talking, if the Torah had only said Zevach, then you would say that they're different. But once we see, it says Oila Zevach, and we see that they're different, that they both need Nesachim, then we can say that actually both of them are Lachshir, that both of them are meant to be Machshirim. So there is a certain degree of Kapara in it, but once the Pasuk said that would only be if the Pasuk hadn't used that word Oi, now that it does, then we really don't focus on that Kapara, we really focus on the fact that both of them are Lachshir. Anyway, but in Trek Roy, therefore we need two psukim in order to clarify that one. Okay. Next. So therefore, we're saying the Braisa tells us that the korbanos of Mitzora, each one of them requires Nesachim. So now, though, let's see. The Gemara had said, Zevach Suchatas Mitzora. We said that the word Zevach teaches us that the Chatas of the Mitzora requires Nesachim. So the question is, fine, it teaches us some Chatas, but how do we know it means that one? Ve'ema Chatas V'Oshim B'Nazir. Maybe what it means is the Chatas and the Oshim of the Nazir, maybe those require Nesachim, and the ones of the Mitzora do not. So the answer is Lo Sakadaydach. You can't think that that's what it means. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, when the Pasuk says about the Nazir, when it says in Minchasim and Eskehem, when it says that he has to bring his Korbanos, he brings an Oilah, a successful Nazir, that is, when he finishes in Zira successfully, he brings an Oilah, a Chatas and a Shlomim, each one is an animal, plus he brings the 20 loaves of bread, or Minchasim and Eskehem, and he has to bring over their Mincha and their Nesachim. So the Braisa says, but Ulasa over Shlomim a Kasim Adabra. The Torah is saying that only when it says their Mincha and their Nesachim, this means his Oilah and his Shlomim. So of his three Korbanos, only two of them require Nesachim. After Omer Bar Loss over Shlomim, now you're saying it means his Olan is Shlomim, or in El Afil Bechardos, or in El Afil Chardos, maybe it means even the Chardos needs Nesachim. Talmud Lama, no, because the Pasuk says, Vesa Ayo Yasa Zevach Shlomim, the Torah says that he should bring the ram as the Shlomim, together with Minchasev and Nisqai, together with his Mincha and Nesachim. Now, Ayol B'chlal Ayah, now the Ayol, the ram that he brings as a Shlomim, was part of all the other Korbanos, because the Torah had said a few psukim earlier, Omin Chosim and Eskehem, so that would include all three Korbanos, one of them being this ram. V'loma Yotza, so why is the ram singled out? L'hakeshe, love to compare the other Korbanos to it and say, Ma Ayol M'yuchad Bab Neder and Adabah, just like the Ayol, which is a Shlomim, is something in this particular case is required to bring as part of his completion of his Naziris, but basically a Shlomim is something that comes the Neder and Adabah. Afkobin, Habab, Neder, and Adava, the same thing. Which of his korbanos requires Nesachim? Only the ones of the type that can come to Neder and Adava. So that'll teach us also the Ola. Chatas and Oshem, the Chatas for a Nazir Toho, the Oshem for a Nazir Tomei. By definition, those types of korbanos are not brought to Neder and Adava, and therefore those don't require Nesachim. So once we have that, limud tells us, therefore, that the Oshem of a Nazir do not require Nesachim, well then, in turn, that brings us back to, so therefore, the word Zevach, that it says in Parshas Shlach, cannot possibly be including the Korbanos of a Nazir, because the ones that do need Nesachim are the Ola and the Shlomim, which always need Nesachim, and the ones that don't are being excluded from this hekesh to the ram that's used for the shlomim. So therefore, the only thing that we can learn from Ori Zevach, therefore, would be the chatas and the oshrim of the mitzvah. Okay. The Gemara says, let's go back. Then, oila zu oilas mitzvah. We said when the pasuk says, when the pasuk mentions the word oila, then it means that when the pasuk had said tasa ala oila oila zavach la kevas achad, so the word oila there meant not just any oila, because we already know a regular oila needs nesachim, we know that from the earlier pasukim, but rather oila zu oila mitzora, it comes to include the oila of a mitzora that it requires nesachim. So the question is, ve'ema oila siyaledes, maybe it comes to include the oila that a woman brings after she gives birth, also in this week's parasha, and maybe it's telling us that requires nesachim. So the Karen Ora explains that Gemara is not thinking that only one of them should require Nesachim and not the other. We would say that maybe it means the fact that the Mitzvotas, Ola, we need Nesachim, we would learn from a Kavach Omer, Madach, the Chatas and Oshem of the Mitzvotas require Nesachim, even though Chatas and Oshem don't usually get them, how much more so is Ola, and the Yeledes is Ola, we would learn from our Pasuk Ola. So how do we know that not? Amar Abaya, Sabaya says the other way around. Oila siyaledes misefer dekronafka. The fact that a woman who gave birth, that her oila requires nesachim, if it's an animal, by the way, we have at the beginning of our parasha that when a woman gives birth, if she's rich, then she brings a sheep for an oila and a bird for a chatas, and if not, then she brings both the oila and the chatas are birds. Anyway, the fact that if she brings a sheep, if she's rich and she brings a sheep, that it needs Nesachim, Ms. Sefer Dikron. After that, we actually learn from the end of that same pasuk. So therefore, in other words, so the Torah is telling us the word Ola means Ola's Mitzvah. And then something else in the pasuk will teach us about the olas yoledes. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Rav Nosson Omer, la keves, when the pasuk continues, again, in that pasuk, it says, tasa la ola ola zovach, la keves ha'echad, you should bring wine together with the ola, or together with the zevach, for one sheep. So what are those words? La keves ha'echad teaches us, la keves the olas yoledes. The word la keves teaches us the case where yoledes brings a sheep that it needs nesachim. Ha'echad, and when it says ha'echad, ze achad osa shal ma'aser. This refers to the 11th animal of ma'aser. We're going to learn in Masechta Bechoros in a few months, Rest Hashem, that you have a case where a person is counting his animals for ma'aser behema, and mistakenly he counts the 10th as ninth, and then he counts the 11th as 10th. So then the din is the 11th, even though it's really the 11th, but he counted it as 10th. There's a din, the Gemara learns it over there, that at the end of the Chodesh, that it still has Kedusha, and it still has to be Gor as a Shlomim. Shekor of Shlomim, where it's Gor as a Shlomim, and that Shlomim is also going to require that animal is also going to require Shlomim, is going to be brought as a Shlomim, and is also going to require Nesachim when you bring it. Now, you never find a case like that, that something secondary could be stronger than the primary. Here we established before that the Bechor itself doesn't need Nesachim. All of a sudden you're going to tell me that the Bechor doesn't require Nesachim, but the Maisa, we said Maisa doesn't require Nesachim, but you're going to tell me that this 11th animal, which mistakenly was designated the 10th, it's going to have to need Nesachim. And what's the logic? Therefore we need the special word, Ha'echad, to teach us that nevertheless it does. So the word lakeves then is teaching us the yoledes, and the word ha'echad is teaching us this unique din about the 11th. Okay. But the fact is, earlier in the pasuk, when it says oila, therefore is available to teach us about the oila, the mitzvah that does require nesachim. Rava says a different answer. The reason is because, we have three things in this pasuk. Oila, oi, zavach. Each of them teaches us a ribuy of a different korban. Which person needs three ribuyim for his korbanos to tell us that all of them require nesachim, namely a mitzvah who has three korbanos, because a nazir. In the case of a nazir, you have there's only two types of korbanos that he brings that would require a ribui, namely the chatas for one kind or the oshem for the other kind, because the oila is the oila, the shlomim automatically are going to need nesachim. In the case of the yeledes, to begin with, she only has two korbanos. So the only case is, and also another point is also actually that by the mitzvah, it explicitly says nesachim by his oila and his shlomim. It's only before we worked out that the chatas and the yachshim are the only ones that don't need nesachim, and that's only two. And by the yoledes, to begin with, you only have two korbanos. Only by the mitzvah, where there's three korbanos, and we don't need. So regular Rashi says over here that actually the vote is faket by a nazir, since across the various types of nazir you have four types of korbanos, so therefore we'd be including only something that has three korbanos. So therefore, since the pasuk is mentioning three ribuyim, then therefore it has to refer to the mitzvah who has three types of korbanos, and we need three ribuyim. We need three ribuyim to include all of them. Next, the pasuk says la'ayil, lamali. The pasuk continues in the section of Nesachim. It mentions an ayil for a ram. You need a mincha of a certain size, lamali. Now, why do you need that? Because when it talks about the musafim, and it talks about the Musafim, every time the Torah mentions about the Musafim, it mentions of Rosh Chodesh and of all the other Yom Tovim, so it mentions that you need the appropriate amount of flour and oil and wine with them. So why do you need in the parasha of Nesachim here in Shlach? Why do they need to mention that? It comes to include the ram that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur out of his own personal funds, where he brings a number of musafim that I brought from the money of the tzibur. He also brings a ram from his own private funds. That one also needs musafim. So the Gemara says, Eilah shel Aaron, mimoyadechem nafka. We don't need that. That we can learn from the fact that the Torah says, mimoyadechem. In your Yomim Tovim, you have to bring musafim. So anything that's brought on the Yomim Tovim needs musafim. The answer is fine. You would think that only applies to the korbanos of the tzibur. And fine, you could say it includes maybe the Oilas Re'iyah and the Shamech Chagiga, because many people bring them together. So in that sense, they're like a Korban Pesach, which is like which is also each individual brings it, but it's considered a Korban Sibra. Abel de Yochid, but here it's only one person, the Kohen Gadol, is bringing this ayil. Look, maybe it doesn't require the Sochim, therefore we need the word La'ayil to tell us. Well, the question is, why Shnama Ola Sialadis? Well, so why would it be any different than the Ola of a woman who gives birth? That's a korban of an individual. That also requires the Sochim from the word Lakeves. So you'd say the same thing automatically with the Aaron's ram, with the Kohen Gadol's ram. The answer is still, you'd think, Sakhlat Chamina, Hanimi the Java Shane Kavur Lezman. Fine, but a year later, says Korban, doesn't have a fixed time. Any time during the year, a woman gives birth, 40 or 80 days after the birth, she brings the Korban. But this ram for the Oila on Yom Kippur, where it's brought specifically only on Yom Kippur, Emaloi, maybe you would think it doesn't require the Sochim, Kamash Malon, and therefore the Torah tells us with the word La'ayil that it does require, that it does require the Sochim. So that's what we learn from the word oilayil. Okay, oilayil lamali. What are we doing with the word oilayil? What's that oi teaching us? As the Gemara had gone through before on Amud Aleph to teach us about all the various ois, what we're doing with them. And the answer is, Lerabbis is a pilgus. That comes to include that also a pilgus or palgus, or however you pronounce it, also required nesachim. A pilgus or palgus is an, literally means in between. What it means is, in other words, you have an animal that, the rule is like this, an animal, a sheep during its first year is called a keves, which means a lamb. After 13 months, it's called an ayil, a ram. That in-between stage, that 1 month stage in between, kind of like the equivalent of a teenager among human beings, is called a palgus. So we're saying that also, if a person brings a palgus as a korban, he also has to bring in a nesachim like the nesachim of a ram. Even though it's not fully grown to be a ram yet, nevertheless, it still requires the nesachim of a ram. So that we learn from the word oi. The Rambam phrases it when he mentions the palgus, he mentions on the 30th day of the 13th month. So there are Mephoshim who argue maybe the Rambam means only that one day is considered a palgus, not for the whole month. Other Mephoshim counter. Now what the Rambam means is even on that day, even though it's only missing one day, nevertheless, it's still considered a palgus. Okay, well, the Gemara says, Hamichal Rav Yechanan, very, very old. Rav Yechanan, that works according to Rav Yechanan, who holds that a palgus is actually considered an independent creature. It's neither a keves nor an ayil. It's actually an in-between stage. The Tanan, and we learn in a Mishnah, Hikrivoi, that if a person brings a palgus as a korban, maybe all of Niske ayil, he has to bring the nesachim of a ram for it. The Eina Oilo Lemizichoi, however, if he made a neder, that if he's required to bring whether a sheep or a ram, either way, he's not yotze with it because it's neither one. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says precisely that. Oi la'ayil, Rabbis is a palgus. Because the word oi, la'ayil, comes to include a palgus that requires nesachim. And the reason why the Torah needs to tell us that is because since it's neither a keves nor an ayil, you wouldn't have thought it needs nesachim at all. Maybe the Torah tells us you need nesachim for a keves, you need nesachim for an ayil, but maybe not both, maybe not if it's neither. So therefore the Torah needs to tell us what the word oi. El about Pader, but what about a point about Pader? I'm a Maisi or Masni. He says that when a person brings a palgus is a korban, what should he do? He does bring in a sochim of a ram, as the Mishnah says, but Papada says what he should do is he brings in a sochim and he makes a tnai, saying that the nesachim for sheep are one isar and a flour and three lugim of oil. For a ram, it would be two esroinim and four lugim. So he would say, Bapada says, when you bring a palgus as a korban, you would make a tnai. If this is really considered an ayil, then these are the proper nesachim for it. If not, then the part that should be the appropriate nesachim for a sheep, for a lamb, is the appropriate amount of nesachim, and the rest of it should be, and the rest of it will be a nedava, will be a voluntary korban. So, because the fact is, a person can bring the nesachim without a korban. So, therefore, so Bapada says that's what you should do. Because in other words, Bapada is saying that it's a suffix. So, unlike Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a palgus is actually very refnatsma, it's literally a different type of creature, an in-between stage. Bapada says it's not really; it's just a suffix. We don't know whether it's a keves or an ayil, and therefore we have to make such a tonight. Now, Rashi Ksaviad also adds a point like this: we're going to learn further on in the Masechta, that when you bring wine as a neder, you can't bring just one lug or two lug, because the minimum amount of wine that's ever poured on the Mizbeach is three lug. So you can bring 3, 4, or 6, or any combination from 6 and above, as we'll learn in the last parak. Now here you're saying you bring 4 logim, and maybe only 3 of it are needed, and the 4th one is going to be a nedava, but that 4th one can't be a nedava all by itself. Rashi explains elsewhere in Cholin that that's fine because you bring it together with the other ones. It's only you can't bring one log by itself, but you can bring one log when it's combined with other ones. And Tosfos discusses whether that's so. That yes, since after all they're all poured into the bowls on the mizbeach, then that would be fine. Tosfos says that would be fine. As far as the mincha, he would have to bring it in 2 different kelim, because a person can bring a voluntary mincha, but he can't just bring it one thing as four surinim, because then they're going to be mixed together and the proportion of flour and oil is going to be different, like we learned before. Anyway, so according to Rapada, that's how you should do it. So the Sfeikah, who he says ultimately that's a suffix, whether a palgus is considered an aisle or not. So if the Kriyot Rabbi is Sfeika, so would we say that the Torah needs to include the case of a Safek? Hashem knows the truth. So therefore, there'd be no reason, in other words, for the Torah to add an extra word of what you do in that case. We, Chachamim, would tell him, this is what you have to do because it's a Safek. So the Gemara says, Vader the Bapada Kasha. You're right, according to Bapada, it's definitely a question why we need the word Ori in that passage. Okay. So we've gone through many of the words and many of the phrases in the pasuk, and so that's the shem. We'll continue tomorrow going.